Beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Samech Vav, we are up to Sif Yud Beis, the bottom of page Mem Beis, about to turn on to page 84. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Beis, Yesh Omrim Didafka Bechavila Hitiru Lasos Kein Avalo Bekiso. There are those who say that specifically by a load, by a bundle, that's when they matted you to do this, but not by a kiss, not by a wallet. Now, what are we referring to? We're referring to, obviously, what we left off with last night. In Sif Yud Aleph, we said if a person has a chavila that's on his shoulder and it becomes Shabbos, so he's allowed to continue walking and start running till he gets home. So that heter of running with your load is dafka by a chavila, dafka by a load, but not by a wallet, and we'll see why shortly. V'yesh omrim dehu adin l'kiso. There are others who say that the same thing that we said last night by the chavila would also apply to a kiss. The Rama writes, "Umisha shachach kiso olav b'Shabbos." One who forgot his wallet on him on Shabbos, imhu bebeiso. If he is in his house, yochol leilech imo lacheder, he can walk with his wallet on him into a room. Lahatir chagoro velipol shom lahatznia, and he can undo his belt, which is holding his wallet, and it will fall down, and he will hide it. The imhu bashuk, but if he's outside in the market. Oser lahavio lebeiso, it is forbidden for him to bring it back to his house. What should he do? Rak matir chagoro bashuk v'hu nofel. He should undo his belt in the market and let it fall down. V'omer leinu Yehudi l'shamro, and he should ask a non-Jew to guard it for him. V'emevio ein lochosh, and if the non-Jew decides to bring it home for him, so he does not have to be concerned. V'ayin l'kamon simin shenyud im hakis tofor bebigdo madino. We'll see later on in Mirtz Hashem and Hilchos Mukta if the kiss is sewn to his garment, what the din is going to be. So let's now see the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Lamed Beis. We started from the Mechaber, and we said the first shita was that the din of running that we learned last night by a chavila is dafka by a chavila, not by a kiss. Says the Mishnah Berurah, dafka by chavila shikfeida, because it's heavy. The ein derech lorutz b'masa kaved, and it's not the normal way to be running when you're carrying a heavy load. Memela v'isle hakeira, and therefore there is a recognizable sign for oneself not to stop and do a hanacha. So therefore, the eitz of running helps. Aval b'kis shehu kal, when it comes to a little wallet, a little pocket, that's very light. And ein heker beritza, it won't be recognizable that he's running because that's what he always does. So therefore, according to the first opinion, it does not work. The second opinion of Mechaber said, yesh omrim dehu adin l'kiso, that the eitz of running will help even by a kiss. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Lamed Daled, this is talking about in a place where it's impossible to do any of the other eights as listed above in the simon. And one who is lenient like the Yesh Omrim, that if he has no other eights, so he's going to run with his wallet when he realizes his wallet is on him, he does not lose out. The cause of a Magen Avraham b'shem Hashulta Giborim. The Magen Avraham writes b'shem Hashulta Giborim. The Lididon delay slon Rishus Harabim. For us nowadays that we don't really have a Rishus Harabim, Efsher the Lekuy Alma Shari b'chol Inyan. It could be that according to everyone, it will be permissible to do the eights of the running in all cases, whether it is a chavila or it is a kiss. Then the Rama told us one who forgot his wallet on him on Shabbos. If he is in the house, the Rama said he can go with it to a room. Undo his belt, which is holding up his wallet, let it fall down and hide it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Hei, Dekevan Sheha Muktza Biyado, since he's holding on to the Muktza, Yochol Leilech Imo L'chol Mokom Sheyirtza, he's able to go with it wherever he wants. As we're going to see later on in Hilchos Muktza, if one is carrying Muktza, we'll see it's only in certain circumstances, but one who's carrying Muktza already can go to bring it wherever he wants. However, the Gra in his beer argues on this, he's machmir, and he holds that that's only true if you picked it up a heter. If you had a klishim latul iser, which as we'll learn later, is mutter to be moved, the tzar gufo, the tzar makom, when you picked it up for a mutterism, so then you can go and put it wherever you want. But over here, where you picked it up a iser, it was there from before Shabbos, inappropriately, in your pocket, so then the Gra says, you can't go and carry whatever you want. Look what we wrote in the Bir Halacha, B'Shem HaDerech HaChayim, which we will see momentarily. If he undoes his belt right away and the money will fall, and that could possibly lead to a loss of money. It could be that even according to the Gra, it would be mutter to walk while you are carrying your wallet. I am among an Avram, Sivkoton Yudalud, Sivkoton Chaf. Now let's take a peek at the Bir Halacha, the last line on page Membeis, as we turn on to 84. The Bir Halacha says, Yochel Leilich. This is going on that which Rama said, that if you are in your house, when you realize you are carrying your wallet, you can walk into a room and let it drop over there. Ayin b'mishabura mashakasavnu b'shem ha'gra, that we just mentioned, the Gra says you can't go and walk with it. Ubederach ha'chayim machriya. The derach ha'chayim is machriya between the two shitas, and he says as follows. The bikish sheyesh alea toras kli. A wallet that has upon it a shame kli. V'hilo nasa basis lahamos. And this wallet has not become a basis for the money. Why? Kevon shehenicha b'shichacha. Since he really left it there by accident. He forgot it. So therefore it doesn't get a din of a basis. And therefore, umutter l'taltlo l'tzarach makoma. Therefore, since it's a kli and it's not a basis, he's allowed to go carry it l'tzarach makoma. L'cheinim hoya biyado. Therefore, if it is in his hands, yochol lo licho l'teve, he can go walk it to a box. Aval dvarim ha-muktzim b'gufo, but something that's muktzim achmas gufo, could go most la'avonim, like money or like stones. She'ein lohem shum heter tiltul. They have absolutely no heter tiltul afilu l'tzarach gufo makoma. As we'll learn later in Hilchos Muktzah, that money and stones are more serious Muktzah. You can't move them even if you need to use them, or if you need a place where they are located, and you did the wrong thing, unutalo biyado, you took it into your hands. Aser leilich imayim l'makom acher. That would not be allowed to be walked until another place. Rak yizrok osan tekef. You have to drop it right away. Milvadi zemel shel mila. The only interesting exception to this is a mila knife. Afshu muktzah machmas chesaron kis. Even though that in fact is muktzah because it's very valuable, you wouldn't use it for anything else. The osur l'tatlo afilu l'tzarach gufo, and therefore you can't move it even l'tzarach gufo. Mikom mokom keshu biyado. Still, when the zemel is in your hands, yocho la'nicho ba'oso cheder b'mokom sheyirtze, you can put it down in that room, a place where you want. You can move it to a different part of the room. If we're going to require you to drop the zemel from your hands and let it break, Mimna v'lo mohil. Then no one's going to want to do a bris mila on Shabbos. An example is an expensive instrument. And if we're going to make you drop it the second the bris is over, and it's going to break, so no one's going to do a bris mila. So in order to make sure that people are happy to do a bris mila, we are lenient when it comes to the muktzah vessel of an izema, which is a muktzah machmas l'chsar and kis, and normally can't be moved, we will allow you to move it. But there's a very important note over here. Note 46 goes on the nekuda that the Bir Halacha said, that the Derech HaChaim was machriya, that a wallet which has a din kli, and it's not a basis for the money, kevan shenicha b'shichacha, since you forgot it there. So in note 46, he brings out from the Chazon Ish, she'ba'ofen zeh nechshav ha'arnak kibasis lamos. That's not right. In this scenario, where you forgot it in your pocket, the wallet is a basis for the money. Sherei hamos nitnu lo midas ha'baylam u'mertzono. You willingly put the money in your wallet. So the wallet is a basis for the money. You just forgot to take the wallet out of your pocket. That doesn't make it not a basis. It's a basis because you put the money in the wallet. It only is applicable that which the Derech HaChaim and the Bir Halacha say. Only a person that normally before Shabbos he removes his money from the wallet. The ato and now nisharu sham machmas shechacha. He forgot the money in the wallet. Shalochein ein harnak nechshav kibasis. In that case, the wallet will not be considered a basis. Umutu atatlo imamos kidei lenaron. And then you'll be allowed to carry the wallet with the money in order to shake it out. But not like the Chavetz Chaim is saying that it's not a basis because you forgot it in your pocket. It's a basis because you wanted the money in the wallet. You just forgot the wallet in the pocket. Zot HaChazon Ish is only not going to be a basis if you didn't mean to have the money in the wallet because you normally take it out and now you forgot. Then the wallet wouldn't be a basis. But then he says further, V'ayin Sham Shehiksha, look at the HaChazon Ish where he asks the following kasha. Shekevan She'enu Metadal Sa'arnak L'teva El L'tzarech HaMo Shulu Yisadu. Since your whole purpose in carrying your wallet to the box is for the purposes of saving your money so it shouldn't get lost, L'chora Asur L'taltalo, that itself should make it Asur to move the wallet. Shere Lohutr Nior El L'tzarech HaMutr. That which we say you could shake out the muktzah is only because you're doing it for the purposes of the davar mutter. But over here, we're just trying to save your money. That's a tzarach davar asr, and that really shouldn't be allowed at all. All these halachos, obviously, we will get into in greater detail when we get to Hilchos Muktzah. Okay, let's go weiter now on page 84. So again, the Ramah said, if you realize in the house that you're carrying your wallet, so you're allowed to go to a different room and loosen your belt and let your wallet fall in order to hide your money. But if you are bashuk, you're out in the market, it's usher to bring it to your house. You have to drop it there and ask a guy to watch it. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkatan Lamed Vav. Either you're in the shuk, open makom shelo asu barachov ahu shitufei mavuos, or you're in a place where they didn't make a shitufei mavuos, so you're not allowed to carry there. V'davka k'she'en misyarim en ha'enam yehudim shemen yikachuhu. We're only going to ask you carrying it and make you drop it over there if you're not afraid the goyim are going to take it. But a very likely scenario, you're afraid that Enam Yehudim are going to take it. You're allowed to run to your house with the wallet as long as you don't stand at all, meaning you don't stop at all, in order that you shouldn't be doing a new Akira in the middle of the way. That's only on condition that when you remembered while you were walking, you didn't stop. You didn't pause. In other words, you realize that while you were walking, like we discussed the last couple of days, and you started running. And therefore, the beginning of your running, you didn't do an akira because you had already been walking and you just led into the run. The also, like we said yesterday, when you get close to the house, you should throw it with a shinui immediately into your house or into your chatzar. Sifkadon Lamed Zayin says, L'shamru, you can ask a guy to watch it. V'emisyare lismoch alem, if you're afraid to rely on the guy, Rashai l'tzavosam l'holoch l'beiso, you would be even allowed to tell the guy to bring it to your house. V'eitza zo tov yoser b'she'efsher lo mikol ha'afonim hanal. This eitza is better than all these other eitzas of running and throwing it backwards. It's much better to be able to tell a guy to do it and have him deliver it. V'ayim b'chai odom klal nun dalet sif dalet. And now we go to Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber says in the final Sif of the Siman, Motza Arneki B'Shabbos Oser Litlo. You find a wallet on Shabbos. You're walking down the street and you find a wallet. And you want to pick it up. Says the Mechaber, Oser to pick it up. Afal pi sheyarei pen yikadmenu acher. Even though you're worried that maybe someone else is going to beat you to it after Shabbos, or a guy's going to beat you to it on Shabbos, you're going to lose out on the wallet. Too bad, you can't pick up the wallet. Zokta Mishabura Osir Litlo, Afilu Im Yamu Tachto Velo Yavir Arba Amos. Even if you're going to pick up the wallet and just stand there for the rest of Shabbos, and you're not going to carry it, so you're avoiding the problem of carrying, you still can't pick up the wallet. Afilu Hachi Osir Mishum Mukta. It's still a problem because it is Mukta. Velo Shayach Lahatir Mishum Pseida. And it's not Shayach to apply the Heter that we're discussing in this Sif of losing money, Kevan Shadayin Lozachuba. Since Lamaisa, it's not your money yet. And therefore, as we learned earlier in the Siman, we do not rely on any halachos of pseida, any leniencies, since you were not zocha in it yet, you can't be zocha in it now, because of muktza. Now in note 48, he points out, ubedover she'enu muktza, so according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's only because it's muktza you can't pick it up. But if it's not muktza, she'mutter lahagbio, in which case you're allowed to pick it up, ha'im mutter litlo v'lazakos bo b'shabbos, are you allowed to pick it up and be zeicha in this hefker item, this hefker money, on Shabbos? Re'ema shegasadu l'kamon simen shin la'meteh siv chav gimel. So let's peek there for a moment. It's page 372. If you turn to page 372, very much towards the back of the of Chela Gimel, but across from page 372, if you look at note 25, the second paragraph, he writes, Ule'inyin zechia mehefker. Are you allowed to be zeicha in something from Hefker on Shabbos? The Prima Gadim writes, Shekevan she'en kan kone umakne. Since it's not the normal way of kinyanim on Shabbos, there's no kone and makne. You don't have two people involved. It's only one person. Lo nechshav hadover kemekach omemkar. Says the Prima Gadim, it's not like a business deal. And therefore, seemingly it will be okay. Ve'evio bagos rekiv eger. Rav Kiveger brings down this Prima Gadam who seems to be lenient. V'sayim she'adayin tzarech in ledina. Rav Kiveger ends and says, but still, it needs investigation ledina. V'das lagono shalom zaman orbach. Sha'al koponim osir liknos mehefker. At the very least, it's osir to be kona something from hefker. Ba'ofen she'maisa kinyan nikula kol. In a way that the maisa kinyan is recognizable by everyone. Kigon ha'idei agbav v'kadome. You don't want to pick up something from hefker and be Machne that way, where it's clear what you're doing, there you should avoid that case. So that's a little bit of the discussion. We'll see it more later, obviously, a lot later. But that's the discussion. If there's no issue of muktzah, the only issue is being kona. So that's a discussion, like we just saw in the poskim, if you could be kona from hefker on Shabbos.
It's also mashma that if let's say it's not a, if you are kona, but the difference in your own rishus, and then we would take seida into account.
Well, if you're kone by being in your rishus, ain't a chanami. Right, we looked at it already, that if you're kone before Shabbos, it's not a din in mitzia, it's a din in mitzia on Shabbos. But if you were kone from before Shabbos, it's yours. It doesn't matter. It depends on the if the kinyan works there. If it'll be a kinyan chatzir, so then that will be considered yours already. That'll be okay if you're worried someone's going to take it. Continues the Mishavrua in the third line, it's Sivkot Lamed Ches, Vekasav Amagin Avram. When you find a wallet on the floor, not only can you not take it, you also can't tell a guy to pick it up for you. However, the Al-Yirabah is Mekel through an Eino Yehudi, and his Svara is, because since now it's Hefker, it doesn't belong to a Yisrael, so when the guy picks it up, it's considered he's picking it up for himself. And then when he gives it to the Jew, it's like he's giving a matana to the Jew. And therefore, this would be a more lenient case, since l'maisa, it is a metziah, it is hefker. So the Eliyarabba says that you can be lenient to ask a guy to pick it up. Ve'eviyah primagadam, primagadam brings the Eliyarabba. Ve'chem b'chidushi b'kiva eger mekel gamkein a'idei enu Yehudi. Rebbe Kiva Eger also is lenient through an enu Yehudi. Achduhu lohekel ki'im ha'agbo a'idei ha'enu Yehudi to rak tiltul ba'alma. He only allows the hagbah through the guy because that's only a problem of moving muktzah. By the guy picking it up, it's total muktzah. That's an issue of the Rabbanon, so that we allow you to tell the guy to do. But not to ask the guy to bring it to your house, because bringing it to your house is already going to involve carrying 4 ounces of Sarabim, which would be asking a guy to do a daraisa. But if the guy on his own goes and carries it to the Jew's house, it appears that you would not have to protest against him, according to everyone, similar to what the Ramah just told us in the case where you drop your wallet in the Rosh Sarabim for a guy to guard it, and on his own he carries it to your house, you don't have to protest against him. Now there's two small bir halachos that I'd like to do. Number one is Divrei Maskil Motza Anarchy, going on again, the Mechaber that says if you find the wallet on Shabbos, it's usher to pick it up. If you did the wrong thing and you picked up the wallet, you should see to it that at the very least, that when you're carrying it home, this wallet, you should carry it pachos pachos midal ramos. And at the end, when you get to your house, you should throw it with a shinui, so it shouldn't be a problem of anocha. L'chavre, this bir halacha is a pella atzim. If you look at note 49, he says, Amnam, b'mishabur l'el, we just learned earlier in the mishabur, and it's a kadin yutes, shelo hutr l'taltel chayfetz pachos pachos medal amos, ela imkein bol yadom ibod yom. It was mefurish that you can only carry something without heter, pachos pachos medal amos, if it came to your hands ibod yom, it was yours before Shabbos, not by a mitziah. And therefore, he's asking on the bir halacha, that even if you were over and you picked it up, l'maisa, it wasn't yours before Shabbos, and therefore you shouldn't really have the heter of carrying it pachos pachos midal ramos. So why is the Bir Halacha saying that if you already picked it up, you can't carry it pachos pachos midal ramos? It wasn't yours mivod yom. It didn't come into your hands mivod yom. And therefore, that's a question on this Bir Halacha. There is a sheet that the Bir Halacha is relying on, but it's a pella because we haven't brought the sheet at all, the whole simon. So why all of a sudden is he mentioning it now? The last Bir Halacha that we'll see is the last Bir Halacha, which is very small. Pen yikad menu acher. We said if you find the wallet on Shabbos, it's also to pick it up, even though you're afraid that maybe someone will get to it first. Va'ayidei tiltul baregel yesh lahakel. But to move the wallet with your foot, you could be lenient. So that's already an eitza. You can't pick it up with your hands, but it's muksa. The Chavetz Chaim said you can move the muksa with your body. Now this obviously is a big discussion that we'll get to later on in Hilchos Muksa, but if you look in the note over here, note 51, the last two lines he brings for the Chazanish, this is a famous machlokas, the Chazanish and the Mishavura. V'achazanish kosav she'ein heter letaltel muktza begufo. There is no heter to move muktza with your body. Elokish metaltelo derech hilucho. Unless you happen to be kicking it on your way of walking. Ach lokish she'osa pulam yuchedas atzarech teltulo. But not to go out of your way to go to move muktza with your foot. That's a big machlokas between the Chavetz Chaim and the Chazanish. The Chavetz Chaim says that tiltal muktza begufo is mutter. So you see something, you go out of your way over there and kick it to the side and hide it with your foot, that's 100% fine. According to the Chazanish, it's not true. Only if you're walking home and you see it mamish on the street where you're walking, so then maybe you could kick it away, you could kick it along. But you can't go out of your way and do a special pu'ula to move muktza with your guf. Only it's derech agav, the way you're walking. That Amir Tashem will see at greater length when we get to Chaz Muktza. But that concludes Siman Reish Samach Vav. And Amir Tashem, tomorrow night, will begin the new Siman Reish Samach Zayin, some very Nogei Lamaisa halachos about tefillos and Erev Shabbos, making early Shabbos, all different interesting halachos.